The Gauge Live at the NFR is brought to you by Cavenders and Bilfic Ford. We cannot forget about Rule Cloth, the Royal Crown Fraternity, and Bailey's House of Guns.
This is The Gauge with host Chance Conradu.
Are you freaking serious? It's Conrado. This is The Gauge, and I am Chance Conrado. On this episode of the podcast, we are live round three of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Arlington, Texas. So we kick the night off with Casey Field, who posted the highest score of the entire rodeo at 91.5 points in the bareback riding. Then we talked to Jade Corkle, and then we talked to Jesse Telford and Corey Solomon. They were, oddly enough, both the alternates for the positive COVID test, but we had a great time with them. In fact, we talked to those guys so long that we missed the round winner of the bull riding, unfortunately, because there were only two qualified rides. Two Colorado guys, funny enough, Colton Fritzlin and Ty Wallace. Yeah, we missed them, unfortunately. They had to get over, Colton had to get over and get his gold buckle. So super stoked for the Colorado guys, but this is an excellent episode. Check it out. Thank you to our partners over at Cavenders. Cavenders has been a trusted cowboy boot and western wear outfitter for over 50 years. Discover why their loyal customers love their collections of western wear. Check them out at cavenders.com for the latest styles. As we are starting the live stream, Casey Field just put on an absolute clinic with the highest score of the entire NFR so far. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Walking on water.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah, you did the Jesus walk. I mean, as soon as the chutes opened, I mean, you had a near-perfect ride start to finish. I mean, it was absolutely Casey Field style out there.
Well, thank you. It didn't feel like it the first 2 seconds. I'm not going to lie. It was touch or go. But after that, that horse is awesome. A lot of power, a lot of drop. Stuff's happening really fast. And it's one of those deals. It's like, give it your all. You don't even have time to think. You'll hear the whistle and it was over. And it was a fight. That was fun.
Absolutely. I mean, speaking of fights, in typical fashion, it's you and Tim going back and forth, like always. But you just closed the gap quite a bit tonight. So.
Yeah, you know, I don't pay attention to that stuff. I know I'm coming in number two. I didn't have a high score the first night. That will kind of play into effect a little bit. But, you know, I'm feeling really good. I'm having a lot of fun. I haven't had this much fun riding bucking horses and being at the NFR since 2015. A lot of things in my life at home, preparing for the NFR has totally changed. And I've kind of found a new niche. And it's confidence that I've never had before. I've felt confidence a lot before and felt very confident in my riding, but now it's you know, I seen the draw last night. I was happy with it, but at the same time, I went to bed and woke up this morning, same morning as always, had my cup of coffee, and then on the way over to the rodeo, I started focusing and started kind of, you know, not necessarily getting a game plan, but knowing I had to bear down and give it all I had out there tonight.
Absolutely. And I mean, it showed. It's just like a level of kind of calm and collectedness that you've got. I don't even know if that's a word, but you just seem like, it doesn't seem like the NFR for you. It seems like you're just at a different rodeo, but I think it's really paying off. I mean, 91.5 points tonight. We haven't seen anybody break 90s in the bareback riding. And I mean, you said the first two seconds looked or felt a little rough to you. To us, I mean, we were like, wow. I mean, there's no possible way he doesn't break 90 with that. You were in control the entire time. It was just, it was perfect.
Well, thank you. It honestly, those first two jumps, I was gritting my teeth.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've asked everybody kind of what their opinion of Globe Life is. We've heard from other people, like, stop asking that question. But actually, from you, I actually want to know, with the way this baseball field is set up for these horses, I mean, do you think that played a factor in the horse you drew tonight?
For sure. Yeah, that horse, you know, in small arenas, that horse, instead of going down to the left, angling to the left, he'll just go straight down the wall, and he has a completely different trip. And, you know, he'll step forward and whack you in the back of the head, and it's hard to make a good ride on him. I'm really looking forward to seeing the rest of the rodeo and seeing what these horses are going to do. You're going to see guys that ride correct and pick horses up and finish strong really, really make a lot of money, and then you're going to see some other guys struggle a little bit, and I think it's because of this big arena and how the horses are going to react to it. And the venue, the change from Vegas, I remember my dad talking about the change from Oklahoma City going to Vegas and what the hype was then, and now hearing what the hype is and what's going on, I couldn't be more happy. And this is, it's fun, it's different, it's not Vegas, but I'll tell you what, this is, it's an amazing rodeo, and I love it.
It has a great feel, though, doesn't it? Like, I know it doesn't feel like the NFR, but I don't know, there's just kind of
It's a breath of fresh air.
Isn't it?
Oh,
that's
it is.
Literally what it is. I'm going to say it just, Everything smells different. It feels different. There's nowhere to go after, but it is certainly a lot of fun.
Curbside pickup is a hot thing right now in Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of after parties, it's like a little pizza party with the kids yeah. for you, right?
Exactly. Pizza party and Jenga.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's too funny. But, I mean, hopefully we'll see you in here again. I know you've got some other things you got to take care of, but I guess it's jammies and bedtime stories here pretty soon, right?
Pretty soon. Yep, yeah, that's how it is.
Well, congratulations on the round one. We'll keep an eye on it. That gap is certainly narrowing with you and Tim, and that's like one of the most fun rivalries in rodeo. I can't wait till he's in here and see what he has to say. But as always, Casey, it's great to see you, and enjoy your night, and we'll probably see you again.
Sounds good. I plan on being in here again.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chance.
Yeah, you bet, buddy. Guys, Bilfic Ford is the number one Super Duty in the entire country. Number one. They are a family-owned and operated dealership with no bull discounts, no bull interest rates. These are some of the best rates you can get on a new Super Duty, guys. They also offer nationwide shipping, so you're not limited to that Ford dealer you might not like in your backyard. Go to BillFickFordHuntsville.com for the best deals on a new Super Duty. Go look in the contestant parking if you're here at Globe Life. You'll see more Bilfic Fords than any other brand. All right, we are back on the live stream here. We have the option of getting round winners. Like, oh, I'd rather talk to Clay and Jade. Well, Jade lost his partner. His partner lost his horse. So we've only got Jade Corkle with us right now. But what's going on, man?
Not much. Just trying to get our stuff lined out over here.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you guys were in the money in round one. Last night didn't go your way and then slipped a leg tonight. But still, there's a lot of rodeo left. So nothing really but up from here.
Yeah, it's, it seems it's probably going to go the same way as it usually does out there. It seems like anything can happen at this rodeo, and it usually does every time. So I've been here enough now, I guess, not to panic yet. So I'm going to at least wait for a little while before I start that.
Right. I mean, you're no stranger to the National Finals rodeo, and I mean, you're a pretty dang seasoned veteran. And if anybody can kind of flip the script, turn it around, whatever you want to say, motivational speech or whatever, I mean, you're the team to do it. So.
Well, and it's just like here especially, it's – the roping part is not any different than anywhere else. You know, it's just the outside world of the hype and the money and all the talk that gets people's minds going, you know? So, I mean, it's just another steer, one more tomorrow. And then we got six more after that. So it's just roping when it comes down to it, you know?
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, you've roped countless steers in your life and will rope countless more, but, I guess kind of breaking down some of the things, what do you think has been the biggest challenge you guys have faced? And I mean, everybody's facing something, but you guys in specific, what do you think is kind of the Achilles heel that you guys have seen so far? I mean, so early, but
well, I think honestly, just the shape of the arena, like how they have the catch pin and how they have our chute set up, like the second one and our steer tonight, as soon as Clay roped them, they wanted to peel back to the right. And so like tonight, it kind of jerked his rope here. He slid a little bit of rope. And then last night it just kind of cut me off and put me kind of in a bad spot. So I don't know. It might be better just for me to go earlier and try to step him left a little bit to kind of save or, you know, make sure that doesn't happen. But and the steers are big too. Like when they do that, it kind of kills the header's momentum. And then, you know, they have trouble getting the steer going and pulling them, but, it doesn't really feel awkward roping out there. It just feels like, you know, it might take a couple runs unless you just draw perfect right off the bat to kind of get it lined out. But, tomorrow night starts the rerun on the steer, so we should kind of know maybe what the steer did the first time and maybe kind of be able to have a game plan a little bit.
Yeah, and we were lucky. We got to watch you guys' first day practicing, and I guess you would think with all that open space on the left side that you would think they would go that way just based on how cattle operate, but even in the tie-down, it's funny. I was talking to somebody, and they're like, they're going to go to the open space. It's been the opposite, and all of the roping events and the bulldogging, the steers and the calves are all going to the fence.
Right. It was not as bad as honestly as I thought it was going to be. Like the way they kind of have the bucking chutes and everything, when you do get going out there, it's a little more closed in feeling, you know, obviously the space is there, but it doesn't feel near as open as it looked like the other day before they had all the banners and all that stuff. And then the people helps too. You know what I mean? Everybody kind of being in there. And then like they have the steers down there and the bulldog in the catch pin. And so that kind of helps, you know, our steers kind of have something to look at to go to, but I'm glad that they, you know, put it on here, and we're just fortunate to even get to do it. So I can't complain too much.
Yeah. I mean, there's been some unfortunate things that have happened with COVID tests and kind of the necessary evils of literally doing anything in 2020. But, I mean, the money's gone up. Everything's gone up. There's really no downsides to being here other than it is a little different. I mean, you guys are – that 2 foot extra on the barrier doesn't necessarily play a factor because you guys are used to roping like that in a lot of places that aren't Vegas, obviously.
Right. Yeah, it's 2 foot under is kind of just our normal setup, you know, at most rodeos. So it, as far as that goes, it didn't really, you know, change for us. But and then I guess the calf rope is kind of the same as it is most places. But
it is, yeah. Yeah, it's traditional – not Vegas. I mean, Vegas is a different animal, but – I mean, you're seeing some of these guys in the tie down. They're really used to this setup, and I mean, this is closer to a normal arena. Thomas's Mac is like a different animal altogether.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's hard to get your horse to run into the wall sometimes there, or they don't even want to run to the back end sometimes there. But you know, I think it's good. I mean, it brings out the you know the good horses and the guys that ride their horses good, and makes it you know more of a roping contest. So it's been good, and hopefully it gets better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we're seeing the quarterback Dustin and Travis 2 nights in a row, and I mean they have a lot of momentum behind them, and they kind of seem like the team to run after. But I mean, what do you think is going to continue in the team roping? Do you think they're the guys that everybody's kind of got to
at this point
chase?
Yeah,
but
I do. I mean, just
it's a lot of momentum.
Yeah, and Dustin, I mean TG's been great for a long time. He's been in these situations and knows when to catch and when to go fast.
He's a cool cat.
Dustin is. I don't know if anybody's ever really seen anybody like him that's that calm, and this is his comfort zone, you know, going fast is, and he's big and strong, and I mean, he can, just about the time you think he's not going to throw or can't throw, he throws and looks like he's running to the hip.
There's literally guys who can't throw a baseball as far as he throws a rope.
And fast, too. I mean, it'd be funny or cool to know the speed on his loop when he lets go of it.
That's a great idea. We are in a baseball field. I bet somebody has one of those, what are those things?
Radar guns?
I bet somebody's got a radar gun.
I've always thought that'd be cool, commercial. Just to see how fast they do throw.
Who's his rope sponsor?
I think he's Lone Star.
Lone Star? Okay, Lone Star. Go get a radar gun and have him throw his rope.
They got a bullpen out there, too. So
they sure do.
That's a good idea. We just need a dummy instead of home plate. We can start clocking everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a lot of rodeo left, and we'll be cheering for you. You're one of my favorite heelers out there, so that's why I wanted to get you in here. But we'll let you get on with your night. No partying, no nothing. Quarantine and chill.
That's right. No, I appreciate you having me on here. Actually, I watch all these on YouTube, so I was glad to get to come on here.
Oh, heck yeah. Well, hopefully we can have you on for an actual Gage episode in the studio.
That'll be fun.
It's a lot more fun there than it is here. It's a little more professional than I usually do it.
I support what you guys are doing. So.
Appreciate it. Well, we support you and wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we have you in here for a round win.
We'll be back. Thank you.
Big shout out to Rule Cloth. If you like hunting, fishing, back roads, family farms, ice cold beer, bonfire nights, old pickup trucks, dogs, never cats, and mud on your boots, it's because you are cut from Rule Cloth. Rule Cloth is the brand for you. This brand sets out to create quality apparel for the rural American. We even did a podcast with Mr. Brandon Bates, who is their founder. He is also a longtime PBR announcer. They set up a coupon code for you guys to use over at rulecloth.com. Use the coupon code GAGE right now for 20% off during the entire NFR and 10% off after the NFR ends. That promo code is GAGE at checkout. Go do some Christmas shopping. Support small business. How important is that right now? Go support Rule Cloth right now. Also, thank you to Royal Crown. Royal Crown is a fraternity and derby, as well as an open barrel race with roping events included, offering some of the industry's biggest payouts for riders, stallion shareholders, and breeders. Couple that with no annual enrollments. Look for their events in 2021, where they will be in Bryan, Texas in February. There'll be 65,000 added to that fraternity, guys, as well as their event in Rock Springs, Wyoming in August. Check out royalcrownrace.com. Again, that's royalcrownrace.com. Or find Royal Crown on Facebook for information on the stallion enrollment, entering their 2021 races, and a list of enrolled stallions. That's royalcrownrace.com. All right, guys, we are back. We've got Jessie Telford here. She, you might have just pulled up from Idaho, right? You just got here.
It feels that way.
Feels that way. Yeah. So, I mean, super weird way to kind of make your way into globe life, but I'm sure you're super thankful, right?
I'm incredibly thankful to be here. Definitely not how anybody ever wants to make it to the finals, but yeah, grateful to be here.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird, right? 2020 is like the year of, I would normally say, what the, you know what, on the Gage podcast, but we're alive and there's probably kids watching, so I'm going to like try to clean up my language.
Thank you for the warning.
Many pastors come on the show and many people say, look, if you could just clean up your language, it would be really nice for us. I have a hard time doing that, and what I've heard about you, so do you. But.
Yes, and like I really appreciate this.
We're super
this
similar in that
warning.
Based on what people have said, but even still, I mean, none of that was in your control, right? I mean, if you're a keyboard warrior on social media, it's like, dude, leave Jessie the frick alone. This has nothing to do with her. She has to show up.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I got the call Monday night, and they said, if you're not here by 3 o'clock on Tuesday, we rolled in the next person. And yeah. And I still didn't know 100% until Thursday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. I got a call.
Yeah.
And the perf was that night.
Yeah, so you're like hanging out on the couch, like, I'm going to stay as far away from the Cowboy Channel, whatever's going on at the NFR as I possibly can. And then all of a sudden you get this call, and it's like, time to show up.
Yeah, I'm thankful for the WPRA finals. It was 2 weeks ago. But other than that, I mean, Whips, he's been turned out for 2 weeks. I didn't have any shoes on. Sure, he's phenomenal. Showed up at 5 a.m. Tuesday morning to put shoes on him so he could leave by 7. I mean, it's 24 hours from where I live to here, so.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, that's like zero prep time to get here, but you guys pulled it off. You're in here. I know nobody wants to hear, like, what do you think about Globe Life? But I actually really want to hear what you think about Globe Life.
I mean, I love the arena. I love the setup. It's obvious to me this year, every horse that's at the finals are phenomenal horses on a standard pattern, because that is what we ran on 99% of the year. I mean, yeah. Everything was big outdoor rodeos.
That's what most barrel racers run on, period.
Yeah, correct. But, like, to make the finals, I mean, you can make the finals with a horse that also does well indoors if you have a great winter. But this year, you just didn't have those winter rodeos to do that in.
No, you were bouncing around to places most people didn't even know had rodeos.
Very true.
Yeah, competing for, like, jackpot money is what it probably felt like, right?
Yeah, there was definitely sometimes we questioned our sanity driving all night to a 1,500-hatted rodeo.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were doing that, and you didn't even actually know that there would be an NFR at that point. So
correct.
It was just, like, hoping, yes, and praying to whoever it is you believe in, you know?
Yeah. No, I remember talking with Ivy as she was leaving a rodeo in Colorado to go to Carson, Iowa, and I'm like, you should just stay here. But it was the same thing. I mean, we struggled with wanting to know where to call it quits or where to keep going.
No, absolutely. I mean, we've got a lot of rodeo left, but bro.
I'm sorry.
I cannot believe that you're making me stop this live feed right now to criticize you. Wow.
It's my first blunder.
Your first
of the weekend.
Rodeo? Yeah, it is.
My first blunder of the weekend.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Anyway, okay, so back to Jesse. Sorry about that. Super rude of him. Punch him in the throat. I've heard you'll do
give
that
me a
time or two.
Time to drink a little bit of beer. Yeah.
What do you expect to happen kind of going forward? We're early. We're like kind of one third of the way through the rodeo. I mean, obviously the times, they didn't get faster tonight, but I mean, 17-0s is kind of where it seems to be the sweet spot. Somebody will break into, into the high 16.
Yeah, I think they. If I had to guess, I haven't talked to anybody, but I the ground felt like they added water to it from last night. Last night's ground felt phenomenal.
Yeah.
Tonight's definitely was heavier.
It was heavy,
yeah. And wet.
I mean, the ruts that we saw. I mean, you don't see Sister do what Sister did. I mean, she tripped twice.
Yeah,
it was.
That's my.
Serious.
I mean, and Whip tonight, and he doesn't. He doesn't usually stumble, and he stumbled really bad on the third.
Yeah, and that was with a rake in the middle. I mean,
yeah, I was third out on that drag.
After that second drag, we were just talking about the ruts. We're like, wow, I mean, that is deep.
It was very deep tonight.
So I don't know who made that call to change the ground, but guys, stop screwing with the ground. You guys had it perfect yesterday. I mean,
well,
seriously.
It's a new venue. I mean, they're trying their best to get it to be the best, and they probably added a little more water for round two, and it got better. So then they were thinking maybe a little bit more, and it's going to get even better.
Right.
And now they kind of probably know their sweet spot.
Well, and there's the element of them trying to keep the dust down and all that. But, I mean, it was mostly clay. Is that what it was that they put in there?
Yeah, a lot of that, you know, the red sand that looks like sugar sand down here.
Yeah, I don't know what they call it. We're not dirt experts. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of rodeo left. I'm sure that good things are going to happen for you. But
Thank you.
Next time you're in Texas, like, come do a real episode and drink more than one of those, or half.
Absolutely, I'd
love
to.
From what I've been told about you, that's kind of weak for you, don't you think?
Oh, your sister's such a big talker.
Yeah, oh, is she ever? Yeah, you walked in and said, oh, I feel like I know a lot about you. Well, likewise, sister, I know a lot about you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Bailey's House of Guns is a family-owned and operated business based out of Houston, Texas. These guys have supplied law enforcement throughout the state with guns and ammunition for years. They also provide great options for hunters. Benelli Shotguns, Weatherby, Christensen Arms, Smith & Wesson, Loophole Scopes, Swarovski Optics, just to name a few. They've been in business since 1970, guys. They are also a well-known sponsor of rodeo and rodeo athletes. Give them a call, 713-433-2475 for more details. Here's the great thing, guys. They can ship guns and ammo to local FFLs in your area if you are not in the Houston market. They've got lots of stock. Give Bailey's House of Guns a call today. All right, guys, we're back. Quick turnaround. It's super weird. I was just talking to Corey, and for some reason, he wants to sell me his horse. I can't figure out why, but yeah, sold. Name your price. I'll take him off your hands.
I was blessed to get him. I better keep him.
You better. Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of them like that. I just, the way from start to finish, your run, I mean, you were tight on the bear. You had your rope on him. Took a risk with a single wrap there, but, dude, did it ever pay off?
Yeah, it was, like I said, I didn't know anything about the calves. I didn't get to rope like everybody else due to circumstance, but I just know that God called me here for a reason, and he's steady showing me, but he's showing the world that he has the final say so. And like I said, I don't even know what happened. I just tried to do my job, and like I said, God is working through me this week, and I'm gonna enjoy the ride.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's 10 of these Globe Life buckles, and to be the guy in the 16th hole, get called up, not have any prep work, right off the couch eating Cheetos or whatever it was you were eating, yeah, to get to come in here and grab a go round. You know, seven flat, is that what?
Yeah, seven flat.
So also the fastest of the entire rodeo. I mean, you were two swings, you were on them, you were on the ground, you wrap in a hooey and you called it. I mean, you took the risk, but like we were talking about last night, I mean, there's no reason not to in your position, right?
Yeah, if you want to win big, you have to take chances. And like I said, I took a chance tonight. It paid off. But like I said, to not even prepare for this, I've been just trying to do what I'm called to do. I'll never be perfect, but I try to be better. And I probably would have practiced and run about 100, over 100 calves to get ready for here. I ran zero. I haven't practiced in months. I don't know the last time I practiced, but God called me here, and I'm grateful to get the win tonight.
Do you think there's something to that? I mean, you'll hear that from boxers and things. Funny, there's a huge boxing match going on at AT&T across the street, but about taking time off, not sparring, not doing those things. I know some, like for me personally, some of the best runs I've had have been from doing something like that. I mean, maybe there's something about just letting your body chill out, letting your horse chill out to come in calm, collected, and perform the way you did tonight.
Yeah, I mean, and also God made sure that I've been dealing with like a groin injury for about a month. I think we get ready for the big stages too much. Well, I have. I've always wanted to prove that I'm one of the best guys, because I know how much work I put into it. Me and my family have been behind me, but I've never had that horse to help me on the big stages. I've always rode the horse I can afford, whatever I had to go. I never made excuses. I just showed up and tried to do the best I can. But this year is just a God year. And it's been a lot of ups and downs, a lot of adversity. But I think the time off, you know, it helps me to work on some other things, and it just helped my roping, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, this is your seventh national finals rodeo, but, I mean, I've always watched you. We've always kept an eye on you, and I don't know, you seem light as a feather out there. There's always this, and we talked about this a long time ago. We talk a lot, but a long time ago, we kind of talked about how you kind of had this chip on your shoulder, and maybe it was a little bit of frustration with rodeo as a whole.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like that's a thing now.
No, like I said, I've been rodeoing for a little time now, but like I said, my main thing is I always wanted to do good on big stages. I put a lot of pressure on myself. You know, I always wanted to prove to people that I was the best, because, you know, it's the finals, everybody watching. But at the same time, you have to have a partner, and it's still all a God thing. I bought my horse from Brazil. They rallied together and helped me get him here. I bought him.
And it was a dice roll when you bought him,
too. Yeah, I never even rode him. Yep. And he's been a huge blessing to allow me to step up to the big stage. Now, before I rope, I get to focus on myself, score good, rope good. I don't have to wonder if my horse going to leave, what he's going to do. And like I said, I'm just letting God lead me. I don't have a chip on my shoulder. Instead of me talking, I'm going to let God talk for me and just go win, do my job. And the people I'm going to inspire, and I'm going to do it that way.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we are through three rounds, and there's a lot more go-around money to win. There's a lot more available, and, I mean, you're kicking it up a gear. Again, we keep saying this with you, but there's nowhere to go but up. I mean, you're in such a great position to just go out, perform, make money, do your thing, but the congratulations on the go around win. And I swear, dude, I will buy that horse.
Thanks. I better keep him.
You better keep him. But if you die for some reason, write it in the will. I've been a big
supporter. I better leave it to my family. We struggled so long to get a good horse. I better leave something.
Yeah, what would that be like? Your whole family would be like, did you really give that horse the chance?
Yeah, we struggled so long to have bad horses. We better keep the one we've been blessed with.
Yeah, man. It's great. You and that horse are kind of a match made in heaven. I swear, from watching you rope time and time again, you're in your zone. So stick with him. So yes, super proud of you, dude.
Thank you. Thank you for the support. Yep.
Thank you guys for tuning in to night 3 of the podcast live from Arlington Globe Life Field National Finals Rodeo. Short and sweet. Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been The Gauge, hosted by me, Chance Conrado, produced and edited by our guy, Ty Yeager. Shout out to the executive producers, Dustin Pointer and Cody Denton. Marketing and content produced by Riley Chone. Our theme song is by Shea Ashshire and the Night Howlers. Make sure to rate and review this podcast, as well as follow The Gauge on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to The Gauge wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you guys next time.